I'd like to offer a guided meditation and contemplation on gratitude. So please take a comfortable posture. And I'd like to begin with a gratitude body scan. And as we begin, as we approach this practice, I invite each of us to ask ourselves how we relate to our body, our bodies, our own bodies. Not that we own them. The body is our most intimate partner, perhaps, in life. Supports our life in a way that nothing else does. And yet the conditioning that many of us receive is to judge our bodies, to compare our bodies to others, to want the body to be something other than what it is, which is impermanent, and prone to, subject to aging and illness and death. And yet without our body, our bodies, we could not feel the sun on our faces, couldn't hear the song of a bird. We couldn't dive into the lake and feel the waters surround us. So I'd like to guide us through a journey in considering the wonders, and not that I am a physician or can talk about the body in any learned or educated way, but just to consider how the body supports us and enables us to engage in life. And we can begin with the feet. Just bringing your attention to your feet, feeling your feet, and just bringing awareness to the shape of your foot. So we have this capacity to explore the shape of the foot, the heel, the arch, the pads along the heel and the side and the front, the ball of the foot. How that enables us to grip the ground and our toes with all the joints, the various joints in our toes. Enables us to stand, to pivot, to jump, to walk, to climb. Evolved through so many generations of primates to support the weight of our whole body. And the ankle joint also the tendons that enclose the front of the foot and join it to the toes and the ankle joint. Appreciating the design, appreciating all that this part of the body does for us to hold us upright, to help us move. Bringing the attention upward to the shins and the calves of the feet, of the legs, the strong muscle of the calves. And the long bone of the shin, again, enabling us to walk and climb and hold our weight upright. And the knee, amazingly intricately designed joint, just feeling into the knee. And perhaps there's some tenderness, some soreness in the knee. Bringing a sense of kindness and patience to the wear and tear that this joint experiences throughout our lives. And bringing our attention to the thighs, the thigh bone, the softness of the muscle and the layer of fat on the thighs. The strength of the muscles. And the aging for some of us of these muscles, perhaps a diminishment of capacity, bringing gratitude, compassion, patience to this body. And feeling into with the attention, the lower body, the lower abdomen, the hips, the buttocks, lower back, the groin, the lower abdomen cavity with the intestines, the small intestines. I've heard the pelvis described as a kind of a cup. Also akin to an eternity symbol with the almost like a figure eight on its side, and the way that the softness of the belly is held within that framework of the pelvis, the pelvic bones. The marvel of that. feeling into the lower abdomen. And moving up the torso to the area of the stomach, the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas, all of those vital organs. And the spinal cord going up from the base, up, curving in such an amazing way that enables us to hold our weight straight, upright. The cage of the ribs supporting, protecting the lungs and the heart. Made flexible to move as we breathe in and out, and connected to the diaphragm. Appreciating the wonder of this evolved design, the intelligence of creative experimentation, which our body is, of which our body is the result, the capacities of this body. And feeling into the shoulders and the arms, the bones, the muscles, the fingers, the intricacy of the joints, the incredible capacity to manipulate small objects, to pick up something tiny, to make a fist, and punch something with that same part of the body. The capacity to hug, embrace, gratitude for that. The capacity to climb, to pick up, objects for so many purposes. And the throat, the neck, connecting to the nostrils and the mouth, the breathing and the digestive systems. All of the amazing systems of the body, the endocrine systems, the lymph systems, the circulatory systems, circulating oxygen and food throughout the body. Without cessation throughout our whole lives. And the face with the organs of sight and smell and hearing and tasting and the touch sensation all over the body and within the body of interoception, sensing. This universe of experience that is our body. The Buddha said, within this fathom-long body, the whole universe arises and passes away. And the brain, the enskulled brain, which is the central system for so much of our experience, along with the heart and the gut. And the flexibility of the neural pathways of the brain, able to adapt and change and learn and unlearn. Feeling the whole body, the whole system of this body. And inviting us all to evoke gratitude and love for this living system, this living, imperfect, beautiful, brilliant system. The body also becomes our closest ally in our practice. As we bring our practice deeper into the body, we can learn to listen to the wisdom of the body. The body can tell us, will signal to us with a contraction, with an energetic communication, if we are doing something or considering doing something that we know is wrong, harmful to ourselves, harmful to someone else, harmful to another system, another life form. If we learn to listen to the body becomes very sensitive and supportive of our aspiration to live more wisely and kindly. And the body also allows us to experience the joy of an open heart. When we are generous, when we are loving, when we are compassionate. The tenderness of the heart that resonates with the pain of another. Which is such a precious attunement of which we are capable as human beings. Our body is also our deepest teacher. As we age, as parts of the body break down, as we experience pain, we can understand in our bones, in our muscles, in our flesh, the deep truth of impermanence, the deep truth of anatta, of no self, that this body is contingent. This body arises in dependence upon many factors. And so this body, our deepest teacher, deserves our love, our gratitude, and our reverence. In this body, are the elements of our ancestors in our DNA, in the many patterns, cultural patterns, ways of seeing, ways of perceiving. These are held in the body. And so we can give thanks and feel grateful for our ancestors who gave rise to this body. And this body also brings forth the future. Whether we have born children or not, in a very concrete way, if we have given birth to children, we are birthing the future. And as part of the world which welcomes new generations into the world, we also tend the future. And so our bodies are deeply connected to the past and the future. I'd like to read a few words, a part of a guided meditation from Matthew Flickstein. I think it's from Matthew. It doesn't have his name on it, but I'm pretty sure it's from him. He's one of my teachers for quite a few years. I practiced very intensively with him, and very deep teacher, and this is the gratitude meditation that he wrote. The aim of spiritual life is to awaken a joyful freedom, a benevolent and compassionate heart in the midst of everything. Gratitude is a gracious acknowledgement of all that sustains us, a bow to our blessings, great and small, an appreciation of the moments of good fortune that sustain our life every day. We have so much to be grateful for. Gratitude is confidence in life itself. It is not sentimental, nor not jealous, nor judgmental. Gratitude does not envy or compare. Gratitude receives in wonder the myriad offerings of the rain and the earth, the care that supports every single life. As gratitude grows, it gives rise to joy. We experience the courage to rejoice in our own good fortune and in the good fortune of others. Joy is natural to an open heart. In it, we are not afraid of pleasure. We do not mistakenly believe it is disloyal to the suffering of the world to honor the happiness we have been given. Like gratitude, joy gladdens the heart. We can be joyful for people we love, for moments of goodness, for sunlight and trees, and for the breath within our breast. And as joy grows, we finally discover a happiness without cause. Like an innocent child who does not have to do anything to be happy, we can rejoice in life itself, in being alive. With gratitude, I remember the people, animals, plants, insects, creatures of the sky and sea, air and water, fire and earth, all whose joyful exertion blesses my life every day. With gratitude, I remember the care and labor of 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me. I offer my gratitude for the safety and well-being I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the blessing of this earth I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the family and friends I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the community I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the teachers and teachings and lessons I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. And so I invite you to, in silence, be aware, feel into the quality, the heart quality of gratitude. It melds. It combines with joy and love and kindness and generosity. And as you attune, open to, perhaps for a moment, perhaps touching into it and then letting it go. Maybe it comes up, arises again, you touch into it, or maybe it abides. Maybe there's a continuity or there's a kind of a swell of gratitude, of happiness, of beautiful qualities of heart that arise in contemplating gratitude. And I invite you to, as you experience this in whatever way you do, to let go of the thoughts of being grateful for this or that, and just to allow the heart to rest in gratitude, in love, and as you feel it appropriate and supportive, you can again bring to mind the people, the experiences, the blessings for which you are grateful. as we prepare to or get ready to move into the next practice, a walking practice, I encourage you to stay in the body. Keep the attention in the body. Notice when the mind leaps out and casts itself forward to your room, to the dining hall, to some other destination, even to the place where you're going to do your walking practice. And each step can be embodied. We can be fully present. As Thich Nhat Hanh said, with each step, I kiss the earth. When Gil Fronsdale did his first retreat, his teacher, I don't remember who that was, said to him, "Don't for a moment let your attention leave the body." And Gil thought that was very strange until he began to practice it and realized that his attention was continually leaving the body. So as we get up, as we decide what we're going to do, where we're going to walk, what kind of walking we'll do, stay in the body, listening to the body, attentive to the body, present, fully present in the body.